Hi, wherever you're listening to this, I hope you're doing well. US Space Agency NASA's Administrator Bill Nelson is in India today to meet top government and ISRO officials as both countries look to deepen their space exploration and scientific research partnership. The visit by Nelson, a former US senator, fulfills a commitment through the US and India Initiative on Critical and Emerging Technology spearheaded by President Joe Biden, NASA said in a press release on November 24th. Nelson was appointed as the 14th NASA Administrator in May 2021. During this visit to India, he is expected to visit several locations, including the Bengaluru-based facilities where the NISAR spacecraft, a joint Earth-observing mission between NASA and the Indian Space Research Organization, is undergoing testing and integration for launch in 2024. NISAR is short for NASA ISRO Synthetic Aperture Radar. It is the first satellite mission between NASA and ISRO. It is an Earth-observing instrument, the first in the Earth System Observatory, which was announced by NASA last year. The observatory is to be put in space via 5 satellite missions, including NISAR. It will measure Earth's changing ecosystems, dynamic surfaces, and ice masses, providing information about biomass, natural hazards, sea level rise, and groundwater, key information to guide efforts related to climate change, hazard mitigation, agriculture, and so on, according to NASA's press release. Senator Nelson is also expected to meet students to discuss STEM, which is science, technology, engineering, and mathematics education, and how they might participate in the Artemis program, NASA's initiative to return humans to the moon and make it a launch pad for missions to Mars. The NASA chief is also expected to travel to UAE during this trip to participate in the 2023 United Nations Climate Change Conference, according to NASA. This will be the first time a NASA administrator will have attended this conference. Over the last few years, India has opened up its space efforts to private industry and startups and established the institutional infrastructure and policies to foster this ecosystem. The Indian National Space Promotion and Authorization Centre, INSPACE, is tasked with expanding the commercialization of India's space tech capabilities. In April, the government also released India's space policy to promote a comprehensive approach to the space economy opportunity ahead. The government's estimate projects India's space market to be worth about $40 billion in 2030. This could go as high as $100 billion if investments and efforts in certain focus areas are stepped up, the consultancy Arthur D. Little said in a note earlier this year. Meanwhile, OneWeb India, the local subsidiary of low Earth orbit operator Eutelsat OneWeb, said last week it had become the first company to receive India's go-ahead to launch its commercial satellite broadband services in the country. Bharti Airtel owns about 21% of UK-based OneWeb, which was recently merged with Europe's Eutelsat. Other multinational companies, including billionaire Elon Musk's SpaceX, which operates the Starlink satellite broadband business, and Amazon founder Jeff Bezos's Project Kuiper, which are all putting large low-Earth orbit satellite constellations in space, are also expected to offer their services in India. And Geospace Fiber, part of the Indian conglomerate Reliance Industries, is also in the race to offer its own satellite-based internet services in the country soon. On the startups front, Indian space tech startups have gone from raising only $35 million in funding between 2010 and 2019 to $28 million in 2020, $96 million in 2021, and $112 million in 2022, according to Traction, a private markets intelligence provider. This year, the sector has attracted $62 million in funding as of August, according to Traction. Indian space startups are developing a range of technologies and products, including hyperspectral imaging, 3D printed rocket engines, satellite propulsion systems, and sustainable and less toxic rocket fuels. And that's one thing today in tech. You can find all our podcasts on ForbesIndia.com and on your favorite podcast app. I'm Hari Arakli. Thank you for listening.